If you like going to open mic nights in San Francisco, chances are you've seen comedian Irene Tu hosting one. Man Haters, Hysteria, The Mission Position. Those are just some of the shows where you'll find Irene telling jokes and trying to make better, safer spaces for women and queer comics to perform. Irene spoke with KALW's Jen Chien about how she became a comedian and why she thinks her perspective is important. We'll start with a clip of Irene at the Setup Club in San Francisco.
Actually, we're at a very small independent activist bookstore, which means our target clientele are people who don't believe in capitalism. Very good business model. I think our slogan is not thriving. Barely surviving. If that's the case, we're killing it. But, you know, I like the customers that we get, you know, the few, they'll come in, they'll be like, oh, I want to get this book on Malcolm X, how much is it? I'm like, it's $15. They're like, I don't believe in money. I'm like, okay, the book is still $15. Don't really care if you don't believe in it, you still have to pay. But usually I feel bad, you know, I want them to have the book, I think it's important, right? So I'm like, alright, let's just go halvesies on it. How about you pay $7, I'll pay the rest of my paycheck, and we'll give you the book. So, what I'm saying is I volunteer at a bookstore.
So, you grew up in the suburbs of Chicago, so what originally brought you out to San Francisco?
I'm not really sure exactly, like, because I was like 10 and I was like, I want to live in San Francisco. I don't really know what that means. I just knew that there were like gay people in San Francisco because I didn't really know any gay people in where like I lived. And I was like, oh, it's like gay and it's sunny and it's pretty. And my favorite band, Third Eye Blind, lives there. So I was like, I got to live there.
I love this story.
Yeah. And I've actually never met Third Eye Blind. So I'm like still waiting.
Uh-huh. That's just like the last piece of the puzzle.
Exactly. I never thought I was going to be a comedian. I was like going to be a doctor or a scientist or an NBA player, which, you know, can't really happen. It wasn't until this girl that I had a crush on in high school was like, hey, you're funny. And I was like, yeah, maybe I could do comedy. So you can thank her for that.
I'm sure a lot of people have similar stories about
right.
where the inspiration comes from. I'm just trying to impress her.
Yeah. It was like, I tried to be funny, and I guess I'm a comedian now. So I take most of my stuff from my everyday life, things that I notice, whether they happen to me or to other people. I think that's most interesting to me. Or if there's like a subject that's very taboo.
I want to play another clip from your act. I was really impressed with one of your jokes that went to a pretty dark place,
sure.
but was still funny and kept the audience with you and actually had kind of a point to it underneath the darkness. So the setup is that you tell the audience you were really into dictators when you learned about them as a kid because they got stuff done. And then more recently, you decided to look up who the worst dictator was.
And the number one dictator of all time with 78 blood drops, which means he killed 78 million people, was Chairman Mao. Yeah. When I learned that, I didn't know whether to feel like mad or proud. Because I was like, oh, he's Chinese. Like, of course he killed the most number of people. Like, we worked the hardest, obviously. That's my boy. But then I felt mad because I was like, wait a minute, like, Mao doesn't get the credit that he deserves, right? He killed 60 million more people than Hitler. He did a way better job at his job. Why is everyone talking about Hitler? I feel like that's racism. Like, why do white guys get to be the best and the worst?
The point you put on it is, well, that's racism. It's a funny line, but
yes.
It's also, it sounds like there's a grain of truth in that for you as well, or maybe more than a grain. There's
sure. Yeah, I think that is, I wrote that line because I think it is very true. Like, no matter what it is, like, the white guy will always get the most credit. So, in you know, people will argue with me and be like, well, Mao didn't kill all those people. A lot of those people died from famine. But I'm like, yeah, but still, nobody really talks about him. And a lot of people died.
You are a Chinese American woman. You're a lesbian. You present as a butch person.
Sure, yeah.
Do you feel like a responsibility to talk about those things in your act in almost an educational sense? A lot of stand-up audiences still kind of skew white, skew middle class, perhaps
sure.
skew hetero.
I like to talk about like all of my identities in my stand-up, but I would never like want someone to label me as such. I kind of just talk about it because that's my life and that's like my point of view and what's most interesting to me. And, you know, I'll talk about other things too. But I mean, it is important to talk about it because like no one like really like most stand-up you listen to, it's like some white guy talking about whatever his point of view is. So I think it's important for me to, you know, kind of explain myself, and then you get to see like a different point of view. But you know, whatever I talk about basically is like a quote-unquote radical because I'm saying it.